EPU2E8 Vision Models Compared, GPT-4V versus Gemini versus Claude. Welcome back to AI Dev Tools, the Crazy Router podcast. Today we're talking about vision models, the ones that can actually look at images, screenshots, diagrams, charts, and documents instead of just plain text. If you've been building AI products in 2026, you've probably noticed that image understanding is no longer a niche feature. It's becoming a default expectation. Users want to upload receipts, screenshots, whiteboard photos, invoices, UI mocks, PDFs, and camera images, and they expect the model to understand all of it. So which vision model should developers actually use? Let's compare three big options: GPT-4V style models from OpenAI, Gemini vision models from Google, and Claude vision models from Anthropic. GPT vision models. GPT vision models are still the safest general purpose choice for many products. They're strong at reading screenshots, understanding UI layouts, extracting structured details from images, and combining image understanding with tool use. If you're building a support bot that reads screenshots or an agent that looks at browser pages, GPT-style vision models are usually easy to integrate. They also fit nicely into existing OpenAI-compatible workflows, which makes them convenient for teams already using that SDK. The downside is cost. For heavy image workloads, GPT Vision can get expensive, especially if users upload large screenshots or multi-page image sets. Gemini Vision models. Gemini is often the strongest option when you care about multimodal breadth. Google has pushed hard on image, video, and document understanding. Gemini tends to do well on diagrams, scanned docs, presentation slides, and visually dense material. If your workload involves educational content, charts, or mixed media, Gemini is often worth testing. Another strength is ecosystem fit. If your stack already lives in Google Cloud, Gemini becomes easier to operationalize. The trade-off is that developers sometimes find the surrounding tooling and model lineup less predictable than OpenAI's. Great capabilities, but not always the simplest product surface. Claude Vision models. Claude is especially good when the image task is really a reasoning task. For example, if you upload a system diagram, a messy screenshot, or a photographed page, and then ask for a careful explanation, Claude often gives a more thoughtful response. It tends to be strong at combining visual evidence with long-form analysis. That's particularly useful for developers building tools around documentation, research, education, and technical workflows. The current limitation is that Claude is often not the first choice for the most latency-sensitive, high-volume image pipelines. It shines more when quality of explanation matters than when you're trying to process massive image batches at the lowest possible cost. So which one should you use? Here's the practical answer. If you want the safest general-purpose product experience, start with GPT Vision. If you care about rich multimodal workflows, slides, scanned documents, charts, complex mixed inputs, test Gemini seriously. If your product needs thoughtful interpretation of images, diagrams, technical screenshots, and long-form reasoning, Claude is often the best pick. And honestly, most teams should not bet everything on one model. The smart move is to stay model agnostic and route by workload. Use one API layer, benchmark on your actual use cases, and switch models based on what performs best. That means GPT for screenshot parsing, Gemini for document-heavy tasks, and Claude for careful visual reasoning, all inside the same product. Why this matters more now? The next generation of models will push even harder into multimodal workflows. Text-only apps are becoming the exception. If your architecture only works with one provider, you're going to move slower every time a better vision model appears. But if your system already supports multiple providers through one API layer, you're ready to adopt the best model for each job. Bottom line, GPT is the safest default. Gemini is the multimodal powerhouse. Claude is the careful visual reasoner. Benchmark all three on your real inputs, not generic demos. That's it for today. If you want to access GPT, Gemini, Claude, and hundreds of other models through one API key, check out crazyrouter.com. See you next episode.